listen, the game's continuing to come thick and fast, and particularly from Fun Harp's point of view, who are back in action tomorrow, Friday, in the First Division. Again, they've got the longest round trip of the year as they head to play Kerry FC. But listen, if we reflect back on what happened on Monday against Bray Wanderers, leading by 2-0, and then Bray coming back right at the death then to snatch a point in that game. A disappointing end to the match for Harps, but they'll be looking to bounce back, so they will this week against Kerry.
Yeah, very, very disappointing in the end. You know, 99.9% of the night was positive. You know, Harps played well, I thought, in the first half, playing with the wind, that they got the ball down and used it well. They passed it well through midfield, and when they had the opportunity to expose Bray at the back with long through balls, they did that quite well. And, you know, I thought they defended really, really well. And then when they went 2-0 up, and you could just see that set piece, just there was a space there. And I think the delivery into the box by Bray was super. And, you know, it was a great, two great headers from Bray to finish off. But so disappointing for Harps, because there was a good crowd there. They performed really, really well. And, you know, it was just a sucker blow. And from my point of view is, if Harps had been winning matches throughout the season, they would have seen that match out comfortably. But just that little bit of nervousness or inexperience or whatever you want to call it just cost them in the end. And, you know, the 6 minutes of injury time came back to haunt them and bite them. And they just got that vital touch that they had hardly time to take the restart of the game. But so disappointing on that front. But as a performance and the way the players conducted themselves on the pitch, I think Kevin will take a great spirit in heading to Kerry this weekend.
Yeah. And Joe, lots of positives in there. From your perspective, what were those positives?
Yeah, and you know, when I was looking at the match, Joel Bradley-Walsh played alongside Conor Tourish at the back, and they were very, very solid, bar those two set pieces. And, you know, Josh Cullen and Gavin McAteer were playing as well, two young lads who are still under 17 international. And, you know, they were excellent in there. And I thought the position of Hutchinson in the middle of the field in front of the two centre-backs made Harps very, very strong. Bray rarely got the opportunity to break them down, and Harps had a really good platform in the first half where they had loads of pace up front. They really, really did stretch Bray. And, you know, going to Kerry this weekend with the setup that they had in the first half and the way they were fit to break, it was just the second half they dropped deep, and with the wind that was in it the last night, it meant that any balls coming into the box were very, very difficult. And, you know, just if they could have got a couple of yards further up the pitch or been able to press Bray further up the pitch, then, you know, I felt they would have been in a really, really good position to see out the game. But the way they were set up in the first half and the way that they played and with the pace that they have now and the players Kevin has brought in, it certainly has made them a little bit more dangerous in the attacking third.
So Joe, the Kerry game now, it hasn't been the best of a hunting ground for Fun Harps to go. And listen, again, you really have to factor in this long trip. It's the longest trip of the year. It's taxing on the squad, sitting on a bus going the whole way to Kerry, play a football match and straight back up the road. And given the hectic schedule that you're going to factor in as well, Joe. So would you be happy enough with a draw on the road on Friday night against these Kerry boys?
I would, yeah, because, you know, we've not been getting many positive results down there, and I think that's important, because then you're going into the cup match against Bray again, where you've got the next round of the cup. So any positives at the minute, and low, it was disappointing on Monday night to get the draw, but, you know, we've got to look at this team at the minute where they are a young team, they are an inexperienced team, and there's been a lot of transition for Kevin and the players. But, you know, to jump in the bus in Balbuffet and head all the way to Tralee, that's a mammoth task. And, you know, so anything they can get out of this, and particularly leading into the cup match now the following week against Bray at home again, then, you know, we'll take all the positives we can, because not sure whether we have a chance of getting into the playoff positions at this stage. But, you know, you couldn't have got a better draw in the cup against Bray at home, and having watched Bray and seen Bray play on Monday night, you'd be confident that you could get a positive result against Bray in the cup. And, you know, you're heading into a quarter final, semi final territory then. So, you know, it's a disappointing time that we're not further up the league table, but an exciting time with the cup in Harps' sights now at the minute.
Yeah, Harps have had lots of away games over the last couple of weeks. Remember, they were away in Wexford, then they had the home game, now they're going away to Kerry. But the flip side of that is, and I know that's tough going, so it is, and the management and the squad and all involved. But the other side of that is, now you've got Bray in the cup and you've got back-to-back home games. So your next three games after this trip to Kerry are going to be at home. So they are.
Yeah, and that's great because you've got Athlone and you'd fancy your chances against Athlone at home. And again, Treaty as well. Harps have done reasonably well against Treaty, and you're going away to Longford. So, you know, you look at the next month, you know, you'd be looking at trying to pick up a lot of points. And depending on how the other teams fare out in that month, you know, if they could turn one or two of those draws into results, you could manage to sneak in. Like, Treaty are 10 points ahead of you, but, you know, go to Kerry, get three points against Athlone, and then you're heading into the Treaty game. Then it could be a whole different complex situation then for Kevin and the team. But look, I think at the minute, anything you could get in Kerry at the minute would be a positive, particularly leading into the Cup. And, you know, there is a bit of romance about the Cup, and for a team that's maybe not going to be one in silverware, then any positivity that the club and the team can bring out at the minute, and then we'd certainly take it in the Cup.
Yeah. So Kerry against Fun Harps Friday night. That's down in Tralee. Kickoff time 7:45. John Drummy will have updates from that game right here in Highland on Friday evening, as from that 7:45 start. The other games in the First Division on Friday: Dundalk, who are leaders by 6 points from Cove Ramblers, they are taking on Athlone Town. Cove on the road as they go to the Carlisle grounds to play Bray Wanderers, and UCD are taking on Wexford in the other game on Friday night. On Saturday, Longford Town are playing host to Treaty United. Of course, lots of teams involved in Europe from the League of Ireland Premier Division, the likes of Shamrock Rovers, St Patrick's Athletic and Shelburne, all playing, of course, this week. And I suppose just on that point on Europe, about clubs trying to manage the situation. Shamrock Rovers game against Galway's on Sunday. St Pat's are playing Sligo Rovers on Sunday as well. And Shells are taking on Bows in a huge North Dublin derby at Tulka Park on Saturday evening as well. But these clubs are all vying, I suppose, to put themselves in the best financial situation off the back of European Ulster results. And it can be difficult for them to juggle what's happening on the home front and the European front, Joe.
Yeah, you'd fancy Shamrock Rovers with them having the strongest depth in their squad. But again, it's a great time for a player that if you're playing these big matches on a Wednesday, then get yourself up for a weekend. It will take its toll over a couple of weeks. So it does open up the door for the likes of Derry City and them to push in and maybe make a bit of inroads there. But when you look at the Pats, Shells and Shamrock Rovers, their squads are quite strong. So with a small bit of rotation, then you'd be thinking, but again, it does open up the door for Derry to try and get a couple of results. Although Derry have had a couple of disappointing results in the last couple of weeks. So they'd be very, very keen to bounce back and try and make sure that they try and close that gap in there to get that second position, because that draw against Bowes 2 weeks ago was disappointing for Derry. But, you know, they've got to try and keep a bit of pressure on Bowes, because Drogheda are right on their tail. And for me, that's a huge, huge season, because I think in the earlier part of the season, I was looking and thinking that Drogheda could be a team that could have been going back down if they didn't manage to build a cup success. But they've certainly done that. And Derry will be certainly hoping to get 3 points off Cork this weekend.
That's a good enough game for Derry, because they're at home against Cork. Side, of course, is bottom of the table. And it's not a bad fixture to take on off the back of that 2-0 defeat at the hands of Rovers last Sunday.
Yeah, and the other one is when you look at Shelburne are playing Bohemians this weekend, and, you know, that will be a very, very difficult game. And on Sunday then, Shamrock Rovers go down to Galway, and, you know, Sligo play St Pat's in Dublin. So these games are all tricky, and trying to manage that energy and the travel and, you know, the level that the European matches are at as well, and then coming back to your own league. So it's a very, very difficult time for all the teams involved, but it does open up the door for Derry to try and build momentum, because they've lost their momentum again there in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Just finally then, does it open the door, do you feel, for somebody like Sligo Rovers, who are taking on St Patrick's Athletic, that there's a great opportunity here for Sligo to try and get 3 points on Sunday evening?
Yeah, because at the minute, Sligo are just in that position where, you know, they're in the playoff position to play against the First Division team, but it's going to be a big ask for them now to close the gap on Waterford at this stage. So they need to make sure that they stay in that playoff position, because you would fancy that Sligo, if they were to play a First Division team, would get through. So it's very, very important that these run of matches coming up for John Russell and Sligo, that they continue to build a little bit of momentum in there. And that's their problem. They can't get that consistent consistency of getting two or three wins where they have a good result and the next week then it falls flat on them. So trying to get themselves up this week now and get something against Pats would be a huge result for Sligo.